Hello, Ian Fitzsimmons. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80. Anytime a guest stops by to hang out with us, they're here thanks to Shell Pencil Performance Line. It's one thing to have the NCAA tournament canceled. That's not going to happen in men's or women's basketball. But what about coaches of teams whose team was not going to make the tournament, but yet this could be a prime recruiting chance, a chance to speak to players, and they can't do that either? Well, that brings us to the plight of a guy like Greg Herrenda, who is the head basketball coach for the men's team of Fairleigh Dickinson. He's a terrific follow on Twitter, Coach Herrenda, and he joins us here on Freddie and Fitzsimmons. Ian and I were talking not too long ago about what we're doing in place of watching sports on TV. You're a guy that always likes to be active. You love your sport. You love everything about being a college basketball head coach. What are you doing in these times going on with no NCAA tournament to watch and no other sports to watch out there for you, Coach?
I'm really, Freddie and Ian, thanks for having me on, but I'm kind of like walking around like a zombie. I'm in shock. You know, I don't know where to, you know, I have a 17-year-old son, and we're like, tonight we had tickets for the semifinals of the Big East, and they're on my refrigerator. As I'm talking to you guys, I'm looking at them, and I'm like, we should be, you know, recruiting and going to games and watching games and talking about games and players and making memories. And it's like I'm home watching the 30 for 30, the Celtics, which I absolutely can't stand, and the Lakers, who I can barely stomach. I'm like, it's hard, you know, it's hard. But it's just such a, you know, a unique and tragic situation. It's a global health, you know, issue, and we all have to do it locally. But it's really, it's mind blowing. It's very hard to kind of consume at this point.
What would you tell seniors if you know you were in the dance or you were in the running for a conference title, and bam, it's shut down? This is something we talked to SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey about last night. What would you want the NCAA to do for seniors of winter and spring sports?
It's a great question. I think, you know, I've heard like Gino talk about, you know, another year of eligibility. I just don't think, if you think that all the way through, that's not possible in regards to scholarships. And like we have two scholarships, you know, right now, and we're close to filling those with, you know, prospective student athletes. And now you're going to go over your budget of scholarships, and they cost a lot of money. And if you multiply that by 350, that's, you know, millions upon millions of dollars. So I, you know, this is unprecedented. And I think I don't have the answer. I think you hug them and you love them. And I think the memories, and we went last year and won a game at Fairleigh Dickinson, those memories are indelible. They're like part of your DNA, and you'll just take those to the grave, literally. And for those to be wiped away from seniors or postgraduates, it's tragic. And it just shows that, you know, life is tragic, guys. We all know that. We saw the Kobe thing a few, you know, I don't even know, it's a month or probably 2 months already, and David Stern is passed. It's been a really hard year for everyone, but especially for people in the basketball family. But I think the seniors have to grab onto the, you know, the memories that they've had over the 4 years, and most importantly, graduate and make more memories and realize that this is just fate, and they didn't do anything wrong. They did everything right. And that's why it hurts so bad.
Greg Herrenda is the head coach of Fairleigh Dickinson as the men's basketball head coach, joining us here on Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio and SiriusXM Channel 80. I want to go back to what you said about with the scholarships, and if you granted seniors who did not have a chance to compete for championships in winter sports, the average person would say, well, schools have enough money. Conferences have enough money. Why would you not make any kind of consideration if that happened? What would your answer be to that?
Right. Well, quite honestly, they don't have that money. You know what I mean? Like the high level, you know this, Freddie and Ian, the high level schools have a lot of money. And we don't as a Northeast Conference school. And a lot of mid-majors are just trying to figure out how to get things done. And we're constantly raising money. But you're right. The money is in the NCAA. You know, that's where, you know, it's the collection of all the schools pulled together. It can happen. But if you do that for every sport, and again, I'm a coach, so I'm not an administrator, but I just think it's hard, especially, like, I would love to have Caleb Bishop back on our team, Freddie. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
But But he played his 4 years, and we didn't get to the tournament. So what about, you know, those guys? Now they're going to get another year. I just think it's – and trust me, I'm on the side of the players. I'm a player's coach. I just think it's hard to do that. If it happens, you know, we have Caleb Bishop back, and we have recruits coming in. But I just don't know if that's, you know, possible. But again, I'm not an administrator. I'm not a president. I'm not Mark Emmert. I'm a basketball coach. And I think there's so much to be seen on, you know, I hope we're not overreacting. I heard Rory McIlroy talk this morning that, you know, today's overreaction might be tomorrow's underreaction. So we don't even know. We're right in the middle of this, and it's just so big, and it's obviously it's bigger than I.
Well, I'm the idiot that categorized it as a varsity version of the flu, Coach. So, hey, I couldn't.
Right.
I'm the biggest moron on the planet right now.
No, you're not.
But as far as filling time, I have a couple of suggestions for you. NCIS,
sure.
Episode 1, get to know Leroy Jethro Gibbs and his rules.
I heard, you know what, my wife, like Netflix to me is like, that's high-tech stuff. Like, I have to hit a different button.
I'm with you.
On my clicker here. But, okay, I've got that.
As we're sharing here on ESPN Radio.
Yes,
what do we do with no sports? This is what we do.
Exactly.
You know what? It's funny because now, like, we're trying to reinvent the wheel. On top of that, you know, with my staff, we've been, you know, we were on the road until 2 nights ago, and now we're doing a lot of videos. So now we have a lot of time to watch our own tapes, other teams' tapes, and to really learn from this past year. That's the only thing that you can really do. And generally, I would watch NCAA games, obviously just for all the same reasons everyone does, because they're great games. But then you can just steal quick hitters and defensive packages. So now is the time, really, for my staff, quite honestly, is we're going to just kind of take stock in what we do and try to better our teams for next year. So that's probably it's the best way as a basketball coach to handle this time. Because
wow.
If you just sit around thinking about, you know, games not being played, it's just, number one, it's sad, and number two, it's kind of counterproductive. But like Andy Toole's team is just those are the people I really feel for. The people that are like the Kansases and the Kentuckys, they play in front of 18,000-19,000 people every night. Now I know their goals are different. Their goals are to win the national championship, or some schools are to go to the Sweet 16. But for the Northeast Conference, it's to win the championship, go to Dayton or go to the first round and win a game. And we were fortunate enough to do it. But, you know, the kid Tracy, the lefty point guard who just had an incredible game the other night against St. Francis, I feel bad for that kid. That's the kid, like, specifically that kid is hurt tonight. His family is, he was probably the most improved, he didn't win the award, but he was the most improved player in our conference and led his team to a championship. And now he can't do that on that either Tuesday night, Wednesday night, or Thursday night. And that's the sad part of this whole thing.
Great perspective by Greg Herenda, Fairleigh Dickinson men's basketball head coach. By the way, great follow on Twitter at Coach Herenda. Blessed to call him a friend for more than a minute, although I don't think he feels the same way about me, and I don't blame him. He joined us here in Freddie Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80. Hang in there, Coach Herenda. Always a pleasure, Greg, and talk to you soon, my friend.
Hey, guys, anytime, Freddie. Thanks. Ian, thanks for the advice, man. It'll keep my marriage alive.
We're here for you, Coach.